Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Paul Douglas in for Dave Lee, who is back in the saddle tomorrow. Happy to have Dave back. And thank you for letting me fill in here and find my way. One afternoon I was bored, and I actually went to my laptop and Excel spreadsheet, and I listed all the cars I've owned since I was 16. I've owned 35 vehicles. Many of them American, not all. Some German cars as well, some Japanese. And I have to say that I haven't put more than maybe 30 or 40,000 miles on one vehicle. I drive a car, love it for a few years, and then get bored and want to try something different. I know Dave Lee is a big car guy. Our very own Jerry Peterson is a big car guy. I knew there was a good reason why you were doing traffic. Hey, Jerry.
It's funny how that works.
Have you ever been so bored that you sat down and listed all the vehicles you've driven?
No, out of curiosity, I've done that, not necessarily out of boredom, but I tell people I've owned all the classic cars, the iconic cars, just the wrong years.
What's the best car you've ever owned? That's a tough one, I know.
Yeah, because everyone was kind of special and unique in its own way, but you know, I mean, I've got a Honda Civic right now she's been great to me. I've got 267,000 miles on it, and so I like that one. I liked my 67 Ford Galaxy. I liked my 70 Volkswagen van. Yeah, I got a few of them.
No, I remember my first car was a VW Bug, and I bought it. It was a 68 Bug, and I bought it for $850, and 3 years later I sold it for $850. And I could drive this Bug. It had a sunroof. And coming home from school, I could actually drive it while sticking my head out of the sunroof, which I do not recommend. Back when I was Teflon and even stupider, I do not recommend that. 651-989-9226 for texts. How many miles have you put on your vehicle? 2002 Chevy Cavalier, brand new, about $6,000. 329,000 miles, and then sold it to a guy who's still driving it. Another texter says, I have 202,000 miles on my Honda Civic. I've had to replace some things, all maintenance stuff, but the engine and main stuff is good. Another person says, I have a 2006 GMC Canyon pickup truck that we have 300,000 miles on, still drives really, really good, which brings me to the story that prompted this, JP. Brian Murphy, an independent delivery man from Chicago who's been driving his 2007 Frontier truck 13 hours a day since he bought it. He put over a million miles on this one 2007 Frontier. Nissan apparently got wind of this and just swapped out his used truck for a brand new Frontier. Apparently, all he had to change on this thing was a clutch, original engine. And Nissan isn't scrapping Murphy's old truck. They're putting it on display at the Smyrna Vehicle Assembly Plant in Smyrna, Tennessee, where it was built. That's pretty doggone impressive, a million miles on one vehicle. Wow.
That's a lot of seat time.
Yeah, honest to God, I don't know if I'd wish that on anyone. I like to drive, but oof, man, not that much. Jeep, I'm just curious, Jimmy or Hammer, do you have any stories and any vehicles that went extra long?
As a matter of fact, Paul, my current Honda CR-V I bought in 2009, and right now it's got 217,000 miles on it. In fact, they just drove out to Yellowstone and back about 3 weeks ago.
Original engine?
Yes, original engine.
That's impressive.
Yeah, the only change that's really been made is that brand new alternator, which was put in last November, not by choice, mind you, because that's never how it works. But yeah, I mean, other than that, though, you know, the car runs pretty nice.
Wow, you got lucky, man. You got lucky. I've noticed some of my vehicles, you get to the warranty, and stuff starts to go south after 50,000 or 75,000 miles. So I'm a little paranoid about that. I've had some bad experiences with vehicles that shall remain nameless. Jimmy, have you had any good luck with specific vehicles over the years?
Well, I'm fond of Jeeps, Paul, and mine is closing in on 150,000 miles right now. So I'm hoping to keep this for a few more years before I pass it along to one of my daughters. But I do remember it's probably my first car. My dad bought it for $250, and it was a Toyota Corolla. And this was like a 1974. It was old, and it was junky. And I think the person that had it prior to this had switched out the odometer, so it only read 57,000. It was probably 357,000. So anyways, I drove it for maybe 2 years, and then we sold it to a guy for $250, same price we bought it for, and about a week into that, where he had it, the thing completely went on the fritz, and he had to buy a new car.
Wow. Boy, you lucked out on that one.
Yeah.
Holy cow. One of our texters says, my last 2001 Subaru Outback, I drove 574,000 miles. And the same listener is driving a Toyota RAV4 with 468,000 miles. That's impressive. That's very impressive. Holy cow. I think my favorite car over the years, and I wish I still had it, I had a Mercedes 500E. It was a collaboration between Mercedes and Porsche. So I think Porsche built the engine, and I shouldn't divulge how fast I got this thing in Wisconsin, but I could still be in jail if the state troopers in Wisconsin had pulled me over. It would have been tough. But kudos to everybody who has driven vehicles for hundreds of thousands of miles. That is impressive. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you weighing in.
Thank you.
No problem.
Oh, boy. Yeah, we love our vehicles. All right. Although I don't miss my commute much. Quick weather update, which includes a little bit of heat this weekend. That's coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.